Hello. Welcome to episode 8 of the Get Organized for Life podcast series, where we talk about organization, time management, and workplace productivity, served up in small bites because we know you're busy. I'm your host, Pat DePalma, productivity and organization specialist and owner of Organized for Life in Wilmington, Delaware. So today I want to talk about the most dangerous phrase in business. 6 little words that can keep you from greater efficiency and from growing your business. We've always done it that way. Now, I know your business is doing fine. You are able to put food on your table and you can pay your expenses. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Well, maybe, but probably not. So once there was a little girl who was helping her parents to prepare Easter dinner. She watched her father cut the ends off the ham before placing it in the roasting pan, and she was confused. "Daddy, why do you cut the ends off the ham?" And her father says, "Well, because that's the way my mother always did it." So later, when her grandmother came over for Easter dinner, the little girl asked her, "Nana, did you always cut the ends off the ham before cooking it?" And her grandmother says, "Well, yes, I did." "Why?" asked the little girl. "Because that's the way my mother always did it," says the grandmother. But the girl, she still didn't understand why, and she was curious. So when her great-grandmother arrived for dinner, she asked her, "Super Nana, did you always cut the ends off the ham before cooking it?" And sure enough, her great-grandmother answers, "Well, yes, dear, I did." "But why?" asked the little girl. "Well, because that's the only way it would fit in the pan," says the great-grandmother. You know, if we want to grow or even sometimes stay in business, most of us already know that we need to adapt to changes in the marketplace. If people were to stop buying our purple polka dot socks, for example, because purple is out and green is in, unless we have our head in the sand, we'll probably start making green socks, right? But what about changes in the workplace itself, in our business's operations? If we started our business years ago and are still operating pretty much the same way we were when we started, we're almost certainly operating less efficiently than we could be. Well, so what, right? It's still working. And that's true, of course, but best practices evolve and technical innovations are a constant, and really we ignore them at our own peril. Without adaptability, without a continuous improvement mindset, we can get stuck. We might be making a decent living, but we can't seem to grow our business. Or we can't ever seem to get home at a reasonable hour. So we need to ask ourselves, is this really what we want? Because it doesn't actually have to be that way. How many times in how many businesses does this happen? We hire someone new and we explain to them how to do their job. You know, here are the processes that we follow. And maybe right away, but more likely after doing the job that way for a little while, the new employee asks a question or makes a suggestion. You know, why do we do it this way? What do you think about doing it this way instead? Wouldn't that be simpler or faster? And what are they told? You guessed it. Well, this is the way we've always done it. Stop asking questions and just do it that way. It happens all day, every day, in far too many businesses. Don't let this be you. Not only is it demoralizing to the employee, which, you know, is really never a good thing, but it could be keeping you from a truly beneficial change to your business. Now, I know that it can be hard to take suggestions, especially from new employees. You know, we can feel that it's a criticism of how we're running our business, but only if we let it. Because these suggestions are usually offered in an effort to improve the way we run our business, not as intended as a criticism or a critique, you know, because what we're doing, too, was probably a good way of doing it at one time. Like the little girl's great-grandmother cutting the ends off the ham so it would fit in her pan. But it might not be the best way of doing it now. So what can we do to encourage a culture of continuous improvement? Well, not just with new employees, but with all employees, we want to encourage them to question the process, even to actively look for ways to improve. Now, the suggestions won't always be good ones, or ones that we can implement for some very good reason, but that's okay. Because often enough, they'll be gold. But if we never question what we're doing, why we're doing it that way, we will never improve. Okay, so what if we don't have employees to make these suggestions? What if it's just us? it can be a little harder to spot ways to improve when we're the ones who made the rules, who created the processes, you know, because we have a lot invested in them and we're used to doing things that way. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And wherever our business falls on the continuum, from solopreneurs all the way through businesses with hundreds of employees, we should be doing regular formal business process reviews, taking a step back, taking a holistic view of how we run our business, what our processes are, how they flow. Now, this can be difficult to do ourselves sometimes, right? It can be hard to see the forest when we're deep in the trees, but it's critical to do it. So it can be actually most helpful to get an outside set of eyes to do this review. Someone who is knowledgeable about business processes and today's time-saving tools, and they don't necessarily have to be familiar with our particular type of business. You know, you can bring in someone who has no vested interest in how things are done now, but is just interested in helping us to run our business more effectively. If you've been in business for a while, certainly for 5 years or more, and you've never undertaken a full process review, I strongly recommend that you do so. Yes, it will take some time, but the return on your investment is likely to be substantial. So in closing today, let me emphasize, we've always done it this way is not ever a good reason for taking some action or performing some process at work or at home either. If we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always gotten. If we want more, if we want to be bigger, better, faster, then we need to continually look for ways to improve and to embrace the changes. You've been listening to the Get Organized for Life podcast with productivity and organization specialist Pat DePalma. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you have comments, questions, or topics you'd like us to talk about, please send them to podcast@organizedforlifedelaware.com, and we will do our best to address them on the air. And if you're ready and motivated to get more organized and productive, but you just aren't making progress, it's too overwhelming to do alone, or you don't know what to do, or even just where to get started, you can learn more about how I can help you by visiting organizedforlifedelaware.com or calling 844-ORG4LIFE. That's 844-674-4543. Thanks again for listening, and have a productive day.